The Philadelphia Orchestra's 2018 tour of Europe and Israel just can't stay away from those glass-domed art centers. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns has the backstory on Hamburg's Elbe Philharmonie, Europe's latest architectural wonder.
That's awesome. The sunrise. Awesome.
Such is the reaction to the Elbe Philharmonie, built on top of a warehouse along the Elbe River. It's the latest Rust Belt reclamation miracle in Germany. The Philadelphia Orchestra has been trying to get there for years.
Hamburg was important. We originally were looking at Hamburg in 2015. If you recall, the hall was scheduled to open a number of years ago. When it kept getting delayed, we removed it. We pulled out from there.
That's the orchestra's interim co-president Ryan Fleur in a moment of understatement. The hall was 7 years behind schedule and way over budget, finally opening in January 2017 and costing nearly $1 billion. The wait has been worth it. Concerts automatically sell out because they're there.
You could look at pictures online, but until you see it in person, it's just amazing. And it's right on the water.
Escalators are curved. The mountain peak of glass covers 18 floors, more than twice that of the Kimmel Center. But before we get envious, think of that wind whipping off the water during those North German winters. Who could sustain those heating bills?
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.